This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a independent medical evaluation on Salvatore Bonello, workers' comp board claimant Salvatore Bonello, workers' comp board number G2521983, date of accident 10/2/19, time of IME, date and time of IME 5/17/22, 11 a.m. location Smithtown, New York, specialty psychiatry, Social Security number ending in 2075, claim number 244031-8301, exam type workers' compensation IME, accepted psychiatric injuries, anxiety. Salvatore Bonello arrived on time for his scheduled independent medical evaluation. He was accompanied by his wife of 33 years, and he asked her to sit with us during the evaluation. It was made clear that doctor-patient confidentiality rules do not apply. And Mr. Bonello started by reporting, quote, "I have short-term memory loss," unquote. New paragraph. Mr. Bonello is a 56-year-old married male who resides with his wife. He sustained an injury on 10/2/19. The injury occurred when a large storage container weighing over 200 pounds when empty, allegedly fell approximately 8 feet in the air and struck him on his head and left shoulder. He reported dizziness, nausea, headache, and confusion. He states that the truck container malfunctioned and he tried to shake the cardboard loose. Some fellow workers apparently helped him sit down. An ambulance was called and he presented to Cornell Medical Center emergency room. He received 3 stitches to a laceration on his head and states he was diagnosed with a concussion and a left arm injury. Since then, he has struggled with problems of memory, concentration, headaches, as well as stuttering, short-term memory loss, bouts of tearfulness, and episodes of anger. He's currently been advised not to drive a vehicle at all. A patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on August 17, 2020. At that time, he reported panic attacks with nervousness, restlessness, urges to run, sweating, and feeling "quote unquote" crazy 1 to 2 times a day. Also reported at that time symptoms of sad mood, increased appetite, 8-pound weight gain, middle insomnia, nightmares, trouble enjoying things, and passive suicidal ideation without plan or intent. Mr. Bonello, reported that a new paragraph. Mr. Bonello has reported that he underwent surgery March 10th, 2021 for his elbow tear and wrist. He says he's currently going for physical therapy. He is also resuming therapy at St. Charles Hospital for a post-concussive syndrome, and he receives eye therapy once a week for double vision, treating the muscles in his eye. To address his psychiatric condition, he sees psychiatrist Dr. Christopher Burke on a monthly basis. He feels they have a good rapport. Current prescribed medications include amphetamine, 10 to 15 milligrams every morning, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams twice a day, sertraline, 250 milligrams daily, and Seroquel, 200 milligrams at bedtime. From his neurologist, he's receiving Topamax 100 milligrams twice a day and Meclizine 25 milligrams twice a day as needed for his headaches. He finds the sessions with Dr. Burke helpful and reports that Dr. Burke advises him to go for walks when he's overwhelmed with his symptoms as a way of mitigating them. New paragraph, past psychiatric history. There is no known past psychiatric history other than what is reported in these reports since his accident, past medical history. Denies prior pertinent medical history, current issues outlined above. Family psychiatric history, patient denies. Social history, he reports there's no alcohol or drug use. He was born in Italy. He's been living in this country since the age of 9. He's been a truck driver for over 30 years. He has an 11th grade education. He has 2 brothers and 1 sister. He has 3 grown children. He is able to enjoy time with his 3 grandchildren. There's no known family psychiatric history. Upon reviewing my IME report of 8/17/20, I noted that when he was seen on 1/26/20, I felt he met criteria for major depression, single episode, moderate to severe without psychotic features, and panic disorder at that time. He was being treated by June Feinstein, MP, and then transitioned over to Dr. Christopher Burke, and he reports a good rapport. Currently, Mr. Bonello reports some difficulties at home with basic ADLs. For example, he left a pizza box on the stovetop when it was turned on, and a family member had to put out a small fire. He apparently relies heavily on his wife for basic daily needs. New paragraph on mental status exam. is casually dressed with fluent speech, wearing a mask as per COVID-19 rules. His mood was irritable, depressed, and anxious. His affect was congruent to mood, tearful at times, angry at times. He reports a 10-pound weight loss, sleeps, quote-unquote, okay, does have nightmares. Denies suicidal homicidal ideation, not anhedonic, able to enjoy his grandkids. Symptoms of hopelessness and helplessness persist. There's no auditory or visual hallucinations, no paranoia or delusions. He does have nightmares on a nightly basis. His insight is fair, his judgment is fair, and his impulse control is limited. Impression, Mr. Bonello continues to meet criteria for major depressive disorder, single episode, without psychotic features, moderate to severe. He also continues to have panic disorder, and there's some elements of post-traumatic stress disorder. I believe his degree of disability continues to be total at 100%. He's completely unable to work at this time. The work restrictions to remain in place for at least the next 8 months. He has not reached maximum medical improvement. This should be reevaluated again in approximately 8 months. Recommendations. I recommend the following treatments: continued psychiatric monitoring and psychotherapy under the care of Dr. Christopher Burke at Harris Psychiatric Services. Sessions every 2 weeks would be my recommendation. Treatment for depression, panic disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorders and post-concussive syndrome should continue for at least the next 8 months. I am available for testimony with advance notice. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.